the Predators, they're on the road for a four-game road trip. And they're back at it tomorrow night against the Anaheim Ducks at the Pond in Anaheim. We say hello now to assistant coach Darby Hendrickson, who joins us. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. And I'm really glad that we got a chance to talk to you today, because when I was watching, I can't remember if it was against Chicago or Seattle, but you did one of the hits with Kara Hammer, and you were talking about that your guys are just having fun. And I watched this four-game win streak and all the stuff with the trade deadline and, you know, all that stuff and where the season has gone, and I watch you guys, and I think that's right. It just seems like these guys are having a lot of fun now. What is it that has kind of changed that has allowed that to happen?
Yeah, well, and thanks for having me on this morning. Well, obviously, we wish that hit was our first five games into the year when, you know, we're trying to put a group together in chemistry. I think a lot of it is it goes by leaders and people that are here and the right message. And obviously, you have Andrew Burnett, you know, the head coach, who I think day in and day out lives it on his sleeve in terms of wanting the best, our team to be the best, and then that has to spread to the players. You know, and there's guys like Steven Stamkos right now that are obviously, you know, it's not, again, not the year you want, but producing and saying the right thing in the room. And you can feel that when you're on the bench to what you just mentioned. And like I said, it's you're trying to create positive, even though it's not been the year you want. And but the top guys, the leaders, but really everyone's got to feel that and do it and not only say it, but to walk it.
As a coach, when you know, see how your guys are playing, knowing that playoffs are probably not in the cards this year, I mean, that's got to make you feel better, and it's also got to be a really good example for these young guys that are going to be coming up, and we're going to be seeing that Barry Trotz has talked about, to see that no matter what, that effort is still there.
For sure. You know, there's always, you know, I just did a cultural element to where you're at. I mean, and every year you come in with a team, and if you look at the Predators last year, they go on an incredible run. I know it's a very, very tight series. They lose to Vancouver, but they're right there where they could have a phenomenal run. But it's culture, and it's people that have been here for a lot of years that create that. And I think the challenge is with, you know, trade deadlines, losing players that are pieces of your team, you know, having Roman Yossi, your captain, out. I mean, all these things affect the culture of your team. But when you're, you know, I just say, for example, our team, we're traveling. It's up to everyone to not only today have a great practice, but be ready for the next day, but create a culture for younger players that are coming here, create a culture for pride, create a culture for what you do every day as a pro. And, you know, I think there's still a lot of really good pieces here, even though it's, again, you're not getting the results you want. The people that are here are really, really good.
We're talking to Darby Hendrickson, assistant coach of the Nashville Predators on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Coach, I want to ask you, after the trade line deadline passed, was there like this just deep breath and just like, okay, it's over, now let's go play? Because to me, you guys seem so much more relaxed now on the ice than you were before.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I think if you probably, you know, had every player on, you know, you really don't know where that's going. It could be a week or 2 weeks before. You know, I've talked to a few of the players that got traded, and I think, you know, you don't know. You have an agent. I mean, there's kind of talk of this could happen, that could happen. There's probably deals that didn't happen. But at the end of the day, you know, a lot of the guys that are here, and another name I'd say is Colton Sissons, you're really glad he's here, and he's – you know, he's an unbelievable teammate. And, you know, it's those type of guys that kind of bring the calm and show up and play and say the right thing as well. And, there's definitely something to that with players, because there's uncertainty, and that is the world that you live in. But at the same token, there's something that settles in where, again, you play and you're with your team. This is where we're at the rest of the year, and let's go at it and give it everything we can the rest of the year.
Yeah, you guys have won four straight. And I'm telling you, you're playing great hockey. And I just look at the fact of, you know, Vancouver's got 71 points. And I don't know how much you look at the standings, Coach. And now you guys are at 57, but you got 18 left. I mean, I'm the eternal optimist to see you guys win these next 18 games, get 36 points, and then zip into the playoffs. I'm not giving up hope, Coach, and I know you guys aren't either.
Yeah, love it. Well, that's, again, I was saying that earlier. Like, we're in Anaheim today. Our focus today is have a great practice. We play Anaheim, obviously, Friday, and then we got LA Saturday. And, I mean, let's keep going. And we've had certain runs this year. One was before Christmas. We had another one where we won five games. Actually, it was when we came into Anaheim, and that changed. It's just that consistency factor, and it all starts with your prep, your preparation. And today we have that opportunity to come in and work and be together. And I'll be honest with you, like, we didn't love our last game against San Jose. Yes, we won. Yes, we had two power play goals. Yes, Drew Staros was fantastic, but we can be better, and we got to bring that into our focus today. To bring it in tomorrow.
Darby Hendrickson is with us, assistant coach for the Nashville Predators. You mentioned Saros, but you know Eustace Onanen and UC Saros have kind of become this tandem this year since earlier in the year. What's been your takeaways from the goaltending through such a tough season?
Both have been fantastic at different stretches. Onanen, I think, has been a great add for us. We had Scott Wedgwood early. You know, he went to Colorado, and Onanen is, you know, just a huge physically. I mean, when he's got his pads on, you're like, just don't even move in the net because the puck will hit you. You're so big. But just a worker. And Drew Staros, obviously been a Nashville Predator for a number of years. And there's been moments where he's been so good this year, including last game. There's been moments where we could do a better job in front of him, but, just really like our goaltending tandem. And it's just, again, we have to do a good job in front of them. Their job, you know, is to make the first save, but the second, third chances, that's what we got to clean up around the net. And I mean, those are some of the focus points we have every day as a coaching staff to support them and put them in the best position to be successful.
We're talking to Preds assistant coach Darby Hendrickson here on the Chasing Big Joe show. All right, so you got practice today, and then you play Anaheim Friday and the Kings Saturday. So after practice today, I'm always curious, and I ask this question all the time. Like, do you hang out with the coaches? Do you go to dinner with the players? Like, what's the approach you take, Coach, when you're on the road like this?
We do have a lot of time with our coaching staff, which I think is really important off the ice where I mean, you're talking the game, but you're talking life, you're talking family. I think that's a huge thing. I think there's a cohesiveness that the players see when the staff is tight. But I have a good buddy that I grew up with. I grew up in Minnesota, who lives out in California now. So I would connect with him and his wife later for dinner. And he's someone I don't see a lot. So great friend, dear friend. That would be on my list today. But most trips we would be, you look forward to being the staff, and it's outside, you know, the rink. Obviously, when we're at the rink, and we're focused, but it's fun to get away from the rink and talk the game, but also talk life, and we just talk about your kids, but also just be together. And I think that's something you cherish, especially when you travel so much.
I do. I'm sorry for the delay. You were Minnesota's Mr. Hockey in 1991. Yeah. That's a pretty damn good honor, Coach.
Well. Thank you. That was years and years ago, but we all know there's one Mr. Hockey. That was Gordie Howe. But it was a neat award in Minnesota when you're younger. And I got to give my brother credit. He was on my line when I got that award, and he set me up a lot for goals. So I give him a little love too, because he made me look good.
No, you do not downplay you being Mr. Hockey. That no,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
Sir. No, sir.
It's kind of fun that I mean that was probably 30 some years ago. That award's been going on for 40 years, and actually if you look at that award, it's pretty cool to see some names that of players that went on to play in the National Hockey League. It's pretty impressive. There's a lot of guys. There's probably 15 guys that went on to play in the NHL, which is pretty cool coming out of Minnesota.
That is very awesome. Coach, always enjoy the chats with you. Thanks so much for doing this. Good luck against Anaheim and L.A., and we'll see you when you guys get back.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day in Nashville, Tennessee.
Absolutely. That is Darby Hendrickson joining us here on the program, assistant coach for the Nashville Predators. And Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.